Hey rockers, welcome back to the Rock Pod. I'm Jimmy, your fearless guide through the glorious, glittery, and occasionally felonious back alleys of rock history. Today we're diving into a band that turned every hotel room into a war zone, every tour into a lawsuit, and every stage into a circus. We're talking Motley Crue. Now the crew didn't just party, they made partying a full-time job with benefits, dental, and a 401k. Of regrets. This episode is a no-holds-bar deep dive from Nikki's junkie journals to Tommy's drum solos from hell to Mick's stoic shredding to Vince's highs, lows, and vehicular oopsies. Let's crank it. Leather up. Hairspray down. This is Motley Crue on the Rock Pod. Well, the year is 1981. L.A. is a neon wasteland of guitar riffs, cheap beer, and leather pants tight enough to shift your personality. Frank Farina Jr., a.k.a. Nikki Sixx, is tired of being in other people's bands. And after a short stint in London, he's ready to create his own Frankenstein. Enter Tommy Lee, a hyperactive 6-foot-plus drummer from the Valley. His idol, John Bonham. His weapon, energy. Unfiltered, unchecked, sometimes shirtless. Now, Tommy brings in Vince Neil, his old high school buddy from the band Rock Candy. Vince looks like a Malibu surfer and sings like a feral cat in heat. Perfect. The final piece, Mick Mars. Quiet, much older, and mean. The guy auditioned with zero chit-chat and just ripped. Fun fact, he walked in and said, "I'm your guitar player," and then melted the room. And together, they form Motley Crue, a misspelled umlaut-laced middle finger to the norm. They self-release Too Fast for Love for $7,000. It's raw, DIY, and loud as hell. And Elektra Records re-releases it with cleaned-up production, but the spirit stays the same. Rock. In 1983, the crew drops Shout at the Devil, and America collectively freaks out. The album's got a giant pentagram on the cover. Conservative parents lose their freaking minds. Tipper Gore faints. Meanwhile, kids eat it up like candy laced with fire. Shout! 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 Motley gets tighter, heavier. Mick Mars' tone is thick and punishing. Nikki's songwriting is sharper. Tommy's drums explode. And Vince, he's fully transformed into a snarling, bleach-blonde frontman of excess. And now they're opening for Ozzy Osbourne. And this is where it gets completely unhinged. Rock Pod. One night, Ozzy snorts a line of ants off the pavement. Nikki's like, "Hold my Jack Daniels." The band is trying to one-up each other daily with fire, groupies, and substances not even the DEA can pronounce. Tommy later said, "We weren't just pushing the envelope. We were lighting it on fire and mailing it to hell." Shout at the Devil sells over 4 million copies, and Motley Crue is now a household name. That is, if your household smells like whiskey and hairspray. December 1984. After a party at Vince Neil's house, he and Nicholas Razzle Dingley, drummer for Hanoi Rocks, jump in Vince's Pantera to make a liquor run. Vince is drunk. The car crashes. Razzle is killed. Two others are severely injured. Vince is charged with vehicular manslaughter. He serves 15 days in jail. 15. Nikki later says it should have ended the band, but the crew didn't stop. Instead, they go back into the studio, numb, high, and unwilling to reflect. Rock Pod. Theater of Pain, 1985, is a glam pivot. Motley goes full lipstick, glitter, and crushed velvet. Metal purists gag. MTV loves it. You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. This power ballad becomes iconic. The video, the first ever to be retired from MTV's request chart because it wouldn't stop winning. But behind the scenes, things are messy. Nikki's heroin use is getting darker. Vince is depressed and drinking. Tommy is dating everyone and everything. Mick is in constant pain from a degenerative bone disease he never talks about. Mick once said, "I was in agony every single day, but I played through it because what else was I going to do?"
Rock pod.
In 1987, Nikki Sixx overdoses on heroin in a bathroom, dead, clinically. Paramedics arrive. One of them is a fan. He jams two shots of adrenaline into Nikki's heart, straight up Pulp Fiction style. Nikki wakes up, pulls out the IVs, and walks home in nothing but leather pants. 2 hours later, he shoots up again. This becomes the foundation of his book, The Heroin Diaries, and later the band 6 AM. A brutally honest look at addiction, fame, and survival.
Rock pod.
1989, enter Bob Rock, producer of Metallica's Black Album. He demands sobriety, cohesion, and musical precision. Dr. Feel Good becomes their best-selling, most critically acclaimed album, and for a brief, shining moment, Motley Crue is functioning. Nikki said, "It was the first time we were clean, and we sounded effing huge. They hit number one. They win over critics. They sell out stadiums. And just like that, the wheels start to come off again." And then grunge arrives. Motley Crue looks outdated. Vince is fired in 92. Enter John Corabi, a killer vocalist, but fans don't bite. Vince returns. Tommy gets arrested for spousal abuse. Then comes that tape. Yeah, you know, Tommy and Pamela. On a boat, becoming the world's first viral sex tape. And through all of it, they kept grinding, touring, fighting, quitting, coming back. Their farewell tour ended in 2015. Their real farewell tour, probably scheduled for next Tuesday.
Rock.
So where does Motley Crue stand? They weren't just a band. They were a brand. A disaster. A party. A car crash in slow motion. They were rock and roll personified. Ugly. Loud. Magnetic. And completely unforgettable. If rock is meant to push limits, offend sensibilities, and leave behind a trail of broken hearts and empty bottles, Motley Crue did it better than anyone. All right, well, thanks for taking the ride with me. Check out therockpod.com for all of our past episodes and more information about everything that's going on. So until next time, stay loud, stay defiant. And maybe skip the heroin, yeah? If you or someone you know has a substance abuse problem, please get help. Dial 1-800-662-HELP. Get help for mental and substance abuse disorders, prevention, and recovery. It's completely free, 24-hour, confidential. Get help before it's too late. If you like today's episode, smash that like button. Also, be sure to follow the Rock Pod so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes, and be sure to tell your friends about us. Want to show your support for the Rock Pod? Hit that donate button and buy us a cup of coffee. Every little bit helps. Research for this episode by me and GPT. Music by the band Silvertrip. Additional music on this episode, Live Wire, Shout at the Devil, Home Sweet Home, Dancing on Glass, Dr. Feelgood, Wild Side, and Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.